It's the intelligence is there. The reads are really good. Where Ole has been at his best and is quickness. So he's maximized everything that he has. He's in the best shape I think probably he's ever been in his career. So he's done all the great pro things, and in that way he's been a fantastic example.
He says that he will be better next year. He says he thinks he has more to give.
Yeah.
He can change his training even a little bit more.
Yeah.
So would an improved Ole Jokinen work for you as coach?
Ole Jokinen today works for me. The question is, and now I'm slipping over to the management side, and I have no qualifications to do that. A gentleman of his age who scores 18 goals can walk around to a lot of teams and say, I'm a pretty good player still. And he is. And Ole's figured it out, right? So he's gotten to an age, then he says to you, I got to change my training. He's figured out how to do those things. So Ole can play a number of years. And he's been really, really good here. And I have, and I love having him in the room. So all the decisions that are based on those things after, that's for management to decide.
Just talk about that aspect for a second. One of the knocks on Ole Jokinen is he's never played in a playoff game, so people say he's not a leader.
Yeah. It's team sport. So there's some anomalies out there of, you know. First of all, nobody ever wins anything until they do, right? So there's a day before the guy wins the Stanley Cup. He's never won a Stanley Cup. He can't win. Then he wins, and we say, oh, that guy can win a Stanley Cup. So, and that happens. That's happened to every player in the NHL. There's a time when that was true of Gretzky. He's never won anything, never won a Stanley Cup until the day he did. So Ole Jokinen is a great pro. He's great with his teammates. He's maximized what he can do with his body. He's had the... There was that statement was true of just about everybody who stuck with the Florida Panthers for an awful long period of time. In my mind, he's a winner.
What's the most important evaluating criteria you're going to put your eyes on tonight's game?
Okay, so how many people now can fight through what we went through? That's the big one. We're going in with some pretty good players. The debate in the back there is if the 10 guys out play the 10 guys in, who wins the game? And yesterday was not easy for any of them. And you didn't see that in the morning skate today. The good part was they were trying to pass the puck hard. The somewhat frightening part is their legs weren't moving as fast as you'd like to see them. And there was nothing easy about yesterday, and it's not getting any easier tonight. But there are going to be men out there that can push themselves through that. They can figure out little shorter shifts, pick the right spots to finish your checks and to grind and play a smart game and then stay on the puck. These guys got to get through two hard nights because Calgary, you talk about the Boston Bruins, the Calgary Flames are the same. It's with the same intensity levels. They have different maybe caliber of players in some key positions. But these next two nights are going to be really hard. So that's what I'm looking for. Well, the guys played too well in front of them last game. Gave up 12 even strengths. I was hoping for a little more action. I'm pretty sure he's getting that tonight. So he earned it and deserved it. He's played exceptionally well, you know, and we want to see what this guy can do in a big league game. And he's going to see some rubber tonight.
Are you the kind of guy that gives a guy advice and space
on the team? So goaltenders... I will step in on a goaltender mostly on body language and some things that I've seen, right? And after I get to know him. Other than that, it's at the coffee machine. How you doing today?
I asked Blake Wheeler if it's important these last two games to get something out of them, but also enjoy the game and have fun. And he said no. He said,
right.
I don't think anybody should be coming to the rink on this team and having fun the last few days. Is that the philosophy you have?
So it would be the opposite philosophy of how we should operate. You know, you want your team to compete at an exceptionally high level and then learn how to have fun doing that. So it should be fun, except we haven't got the first one down yet.
And that's what he was referencing. He said the room, the other team can have all the fun they want.
Right.
Playing tonight.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
Fun is... maybe that's a fun... Are you going to... They're not...
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. So day one, make sure we got to learn how to enjoy the game. We got to learn how to enjoy the pressure. But yesterday makes enjoyment very difficult today. And you can't shower off the feeling of being in the spoiler role, let alone they've got the President's Trophy locked up and you're done in 2 days. So nobody's having fun here. Yesterday wasn't any fun. If you decide to fire a morning skate at them tomorrow, that won't be any fun either.
Any of your guys that are injured that weren't on the ice available this evening?
No. Andrew Ladd's got a hole in his elbow, the skin. He's got a cut, looks more like a hole. He's not playing tonight and he's not playing tomorrow. But his legs are good, and he knew what was coming yesterday, and that's leadership. Because his arm wasn't feeling good, swinging it back and forth up and down the ice, but he knew that he needed to be out there, and he was out there. So that not giving you any false hope. He's not playing tonight, and he's not playing tomorrow night.
What do you hope to see from Eric Liddell on the wing? That's
where he's. So he's been both, right? Early on when I first got here, we fired him up on the wing. I don't know, I've really, really liked his game. So he's on the puck. He's kind of got that idea of when you're forechecking, your feet really shouldn't stop moving. And when it changes directions, you don't stand up and coast around the corner. Like, he's got that part figured out. I'd like to see that tonight because it'll be hard for him. Right now his legs are fatigued. And what I'm asking, the simple, you know, get the puck in, get the puck out, that's not what I'm looking at for Eric Liddell. There's some things that he can do above and beyond that. So all the standard stuff that a good hockey player does, make smart decisions. But where he's been really and interestingly successful is that he's been able to play both positions, and everywhere I've put him, the guys who he's played with have played well. So the Eric Liddell line, whether he was playing in the middle with, you know, some bigger name guys or him on the wing, that line's been pretty well. They were our best line, I believe, against Minnesota. Like, they were on it. They had some good, and they had some decent shifts against Toronto. But wherever he's played, he's been quick. And if you're quick and you can get on the puck with the way we're trying to play the game, you can look good. I've been a fan of his. I've been happy with his game.